Can you comment a little bit about your thoughts in terms of the biology of head and neck cancer and immunotherapy? My recollection in the past was that the responses are kind of similar with HPV positive and negative patients. Is that still the case? And what's your vision about the biology of what's going on here?
Yeah, so the biggest really question that we have right now is the value of PD-L1 in those patients. So obviously, with the HPV question, most of the data we have today is from the CheckMate 141, which is nivolumab versus standard of care. That was a phase three study with a primary endpoint of survival. There was an HPV positive and an HPV negative. Obviously, as we would have expected, the HPV positive group did better compared to the HPV negative group, but both groups of patients did benefit from using nivolumab compared to standard of care.
Could you go through some of the numbers in that trial in terms of response and duration and what the difference was with HPV positive and negative?
When you look at the differences, there was an improvement in survival of 2 months with nivolumab compared to standard of care. So it was 5 months versus 7 months. Now, remember, these are patients that are heavily pretreated. Some of these patients have seen two or three lines of chemotherapy. So the benefit was real. The overall survival, there was a tail to the curve. And again, that led to the FDA approval for nivolumab in head and neck cancer. When we look at the PD-L1 question, and that becomes a more complicated issue, the PD-L1 staining, those patients who were PD-L1 positive, as defined in this trial by more than 1%, appear to have a clear benefit from these agents. The p-values are significant, the hazard ratio are significant. When you look at those patients who are PD-L1 negative or defined as less than 1%, the benefit becomes less apparent in those groups of patients, but the numbers become very small. So even though when you compare it to standard of care, the numbers continue to look better with immunotherapy compared to standard of care, even less toxic with immunotherapy compared to standard of care, the difference in survival becomes less clear compared to the PD-L1 positive group.